got an email this morning from David.
Hi, David.
He writes into the Equitable Bank inbox. This is before the show. He says, my wife and I track when my son gets up every morning. This morning she asked me when he got up, and was it 7:07 or 7:10? In my head, my response was 7:07 is 7:10. So I guess you were right. 7:07 is 7:10, much like 29 is 30 and 38 is 40.
Everybody's coming around.
Once again, Josh, eventually you'll either see it my way or you'll continue to be wrong. That should be the new name of the show. Scotty Scheffler won the Masters.
Yes,
he
did.
Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
He was the favorite.
He was the favorite, and he won the Masters. He was the number one player, and he won the Masters. Tiger Woods did not win the Masters.
He did not.
Did you see the Tiger Woods drama, Tiger Woods-related drama post-Masters?
I saw he made good with that tree.
He did. He did shake that tree's hand. That tree sounded a lot like Vern Lundquist for some reason. That picture is so good.
I've seen that meme about six times now, and I laugh every time I see it. Tiger Woods and the tree have made up.
Tiger handshake meme Woods. It's really good. But so his playing partner this on Sunday was the low amateur in the field and the only amateur to make the cut, Neil Shipley, the 23-year-old Ohio State graduate student.
Oh, wow.
Awesome experience for that guy, right? He's basically right. Running dead last the Masters, and he's got Tiger Woods along his side. So he gets to walk along Tiger Woods. It's a special day. And reporter asked him afterwards, he said, hey, I thought it looked like Tiger, you were walking down one of those fairways, Tiger, looked like Tiger gave you a note. Just wondering what that was all about. What'd the note say? And Neil Shipley kind of turns, he looks over to his right, and he goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And he was like, when he gave you that note, or when he gave you that something walking down the fairway, and he goes, nope, that didn't happen.
Oh my, there's cameras everywhere.
Neil Shipley was also in the in Butler Cabin because he was the low amateur, and everyone kept noticing how he kept peeking out of the corner of his eye. The chairman of the Masters was addressing him directly. So if you're watching along with us on YouTube, like, this would be normal, looking directly at the camera or looking directly at the person, and he was going like this the whole time. He's just looking off to the right out of the corner of his eye like a side eye emoji. Now, remember, Tiger Woods also very famously gave Justin Thomas something
walking down
the fairway earlier last year.
Many takes were had about that.
Many takes were had about that. And in this case, Neil Shipley just decided to not go there. I appreciate him lying, to be honest with you. I don't know what that note was. I don't know what was in there. It's best off probably to just stay out of it if you're Neil Shipley. Josh, could you, you know what? I could probably find the clip for you real quick. But it's pretty funny. Because he's just like, nope, that didn't happen. Here, let me send it to you right now. Yeah. So we can't have 10 seconds where we're not talking about Tiger right now.
Oh, wow. What a head of hair this kid has.
Yeah. Yeah. And his name is Neil, N-E-A-L, which is a great, great name. So when you get that, Josh, go ahead and load that thing up for me. Okay. I should have been more prepared for this because I knew we were going to talk about this. but yeah, Charles, by the way, writes in, he's on YouTube. He says the note said the pimento cheese sandwiches are gross. Maybe. What did Tiger's note say? Also, Theo comments in and he asks, did you cover the Husker QB controversies yet? We'll get there, Theo. Well, I don't know. Controversy seems maybe a little strong.
The controversy of Dylan Raiola will be lined up under center week one?
Controversy seems a little bit, but trust me, just give me 10 minutes here. We'll talk about the Masters and we'll get there.
I am ready.
Here's Neil Shipley after the Masters and his round playing with Tiger Woods.
You know, I saw on one fairway, on a fairway, he wrote something and handed you a note. What was that about? Did you?
No, he didn't.
Oh, I thought he wrote something and handed you a piece of paper.
No, that didn't happen.
Okay. Mm-mm. Didn't happen.
Nope. Didn't happen. Sorry, sir.
Now, to be fair, I haven't seen any evidence that it actually did happen.
Okay.
I mean, maybe the guy is making it up, but I don't know why he would. But, yep. So Tiger Woods finishes dead last at the Masters.
Of people who made the cut.
Of people who made the cut. That is true. 16 over. Yeah, I mean, so just let's do the Tiger thing real quick since we're on it. He's dead. I mean, he's 48 years old. He called this week a good week because he
didn't withdraw.
Didn't die. Actually physically die. But the only time I ever saw him this weekend is when he was rubbing Icy Hot all over himself was wearing various patches of Icy Hot spread throughout his body. He hit one way OB on a hole and then had to take the cart back to the tee, the cart of shame, back to the tee. Like, it's pretty sad. It's sad. But the dream of Tiger is dead. We had 2019, and, you know, even before 2019, people would have told you, oh, well, he's never going to do this again. There's no chance of this ever happening again. Now is the time. Now is the time to say this. It's not going to happen. He's not going to win the Masters. He might win some tournament. I don't know. But he's not going to win the Masters again. He's 48 years old.
What a fun Buick Open it will be.
What a fun Buick Open it will be. Exactly. Speaking of Tiger Woods, so it's time for me to ask the question that people who don't know ball, a.k.a. golf, a.k.a. me, ask every single time a young guy looks like he's about to take over golf or slash is taking over golf.
Mm-hmm.
Is Scottie Scheffler the next Tiger Woods?
Oh, my gosh.
Have you ever heard that question before?
I
guarantee if we're turning – what do you think they're talking about if I turned on
ESPN?
If I turn on Channel 31 right now.
Right now?
Yeah. Give me a guess, because you can't see the TV behind you. All right, give me a guess. It's Pat McAfee. Let's go to the chit chats.
LeBron play in.
Well, I actually don't know, because on 31 there's Pat McAfee, and on 30 there's the Boston Marathon.
Oh, okay. It's a special day of programming.
Yep. So there's no chit chat shows going on right now.
Stephen A. had the day off.
Stephen A. must have taken today off.
Indeed. Well, his show's over.
Scheffler's awesome, man. He's kind of unflappable. He doesn't really emote at all. And like he's kind of just a stone cold killer. Like he could have botched that thing about six different ways on the back nine there, and just didn't. I mean, just hit a good safe shot every single time. It's so cool the way the Masters does it too. And even when it is well in hand and the guy's got a four shot lead coming up 18, like there's still drama because you want to see how he reacts. Like, golf does a really good job of making it about the people and about the golfers and about their families and stuff like that. Jim Nantz, you know, for as much as we talk about Vern Lundquist and, you know, Nantz's call of the last putt going in wasn't necessarily the best thing I've ever heard, but
it was,
but like he does this every year. He knows every member of everybody's family. Like he could just attach the face to the people that are there. Like, that's cool. That's the stuff that makes the Masters cool. You get to learn about these guys. And so it's a tournament that does it better than every other tournament that's out there. And congratulations to Scottie Scheffler. Is he him, Josh? You have to say this as a non-golf guy who's watching golf for the one time this year. You have to answer the question, is he next?
I mean, he's got that assassin in him that some of the other guys didn't have. Like, we've been down this road with Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, and those guys had a bit of choke in their game.
Yeah. Oh, still do.
Still do, yeah.
Still do.
So,
he
put me down for a maybe.
There you go, Josh. It sounded like a yes to me. By the way, we get this on the Equitable Bank inbox from John.
Hi, John.
Subject line is 3840. Let me see if I can get you to admit your error. If you are paid $38 an hour, do you make $40 an hour? Yes, because that's what I tell people.
Mm-hmm.
If I make $38 an hour, and for some reason that's a conversation point, you'd say, I make about $40 an hour. Or if you say, I make, you know, you wouldn't tell people that you make $438,000 a year. You'd tell people that you made $440,000 a year.
If I was making that much, I'd probably just say half a mil.
Yeah, exactly. You'd round up to the nearest big one. Or 38,000 or 40,000. I make about 40,000.
About
40,000. About 40,000. Somewhere around there. Yeah. So I'm still right. Thank you. If I was 5'8", I'd tell people I was 5'10". Which I am, and I do. Says it on my driver's license.
I just tell people my height.
Yeah, because you're taller than 5'10".
That's right.
You're one of those fortunate people. And I maintain my steady belief that nobody is 5'10".
This is a good take from you.
Nobody is 5'10".
Mm-hmm.
You tell people you're 5'10" if you're below 5'10", and if you actually are 5'10", you tell people you're 6 foot.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
It's easy. Matt writes in on the Equitable Bank inbox.
Hi, Matt.
He says, Tiger needs to join LIV and get paid. Not that he needs it, but play less holes and do as they do there in tournaments. He can't play that many holes in a tournament and win. Yeah, Tiger's already dug too far in that hole, on the PGA hole.
Yeah,
be able to go back at this point. And he's already got all the money in the world. Like, just, he's going to take all of the tournaments off. He'll be a just the majors guy, and we'll see if he could put it together for one more. But it ain't going to be the Masters.
I'd just like to see him have fun. Like, look like you're enjoying it.
No.
Whatever it is.
It looks like a chore to him.
Yeah.
Well, because it is. His body doesn't work anymore.
And we got some of that when he was golfing with his kid that one time. They did, like, the father-son?
Yeah, the challenge or whatever.
Yeah. It looked like he was genuinely enjoying that.
Yeah, I think he likes playing with his son.
Yeah.
That's for sure. But, yeah, Andy says on the YouTube, he says it's Charlie's time. It's Charlie's time to shine.
Charlie time.
Also, Andy says Tiger won't win another tournament, which is fine, and the only way he will is on 2K golf, which could still do that as well.
Never lost.
Never lost on 2K golf. That's for sure. Jesse writes in, when you're 38, do you tell people you're 40? No.
Oh,
that's the exception to the rule.
See, this is good because I am 38.
Nah, you say you're 38.
I do.
Yep. You tell people you're 38.
Anything to not tell them I'm close to 40.
It's same thing with weight, too. Chris Montana says, if you don't say you weigh 178 pounds, you say that you weigh 100. Oh, he actually agrees with me on that one. But yeah, if you wanted to just shave all the pounds off that you possibly can, like you actually weigh 178, you tell people you weigh 178. Or you could say about 180, you know, somewhere around there.
About 180.
Maybe that's the exception, the age part.
Yeah.
People want to know your exact age. There's a lot of reasons for that.
A lot of weirdos out there.
Yeah, a lot of weirdos out there. The Masters was once again great television, even though it wasn't really dramatic in any way, shape, or form.
We got to watch that Swedish guy eat.
Mr. Oberg?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks Mr. Oberg is next. They love Mr. Oberg.
Yeah.
He had a big candy bar and dropped it. Somebody knocked it out of his hands. How dare those filthy Masters patrons?
Animals.
Guy was trying to just get high fives and hang out with the patrons of the tournament, and they slapped the Snickers right out of his hands. How dare they?
Barbarians out there.
People like that Oberg guy.
They do.
They like him a lot. I like it because it's got that umlaut or whatever it is over the A.
Uh-huh.
And so you have to say O. And so only people who know ball actually say his name right. You got to actually watch, guys. You got to actually watch it. All right. We'll come back. So on Theo's question about the quarterbacks, I do have a take about it. Let me get to that on the other side before we get to Schaefer. It's not salacious in any way, shape, or form. There's no drama going on over there. And in fact, that's the exact topic. There is no drama. That's a good thing. I'm going to explain it a little bit more next on 1620 The Zone.